Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast with music by Cuban composer Leo Brouwer and Brazilian composer Paulo Belinarti and the nimble fingers of João Luiz and Douglas Laura, who together are the Brazil guitar duo. That opening music is from Leo Brouwer's The Book of Signs for two guitars and orchestra, music you have almost certainly never heard before because this is the first time it's been recorded. Leo Brouwer is a Cuban conductor, guitarist, and educator, born in 1939, and one of his country's best-known composers. He's written music for solo instruments, chamber music, orchestra works, dozens of film scores, and many, many pieces for guitar, including 12 guitar concertos, so far. This concerto was his 10th one for guitar, and the first one he wrote for two guitars with orchestra. Like much of Brouwer's music, this concerto draws on an incredibly wide range of influences, from traditional classical music to the Afro-Cuban music he hears around himself in Cuba all the time. Here is the beginning of the second movement, which he calls Variaciones sobre un tema sentimental, or Variations on a Sentimental Theme. That gorgeous music was from the second movement of Leo Brouwer's Book of Signs, his concerto for two guitars and orchestra. The soloists were the Brazil guitar duo, accompanied by the Delaware Symphony Orchestra, conducted by David Amato. The third movement of this concerto is in rondo form, which means there is a main tune that keeps coming back with other musical ideas in between. The music has a dance feel, which Brouwer creates in part by using the cinquillo africano, which is a rhythmic pattern of five syncopated notes that's very common in Caribbean music. Here is the beginning of that third movement with that easily recognizable syncopated rhythm right off the top. Brazilian composer Paulo Bellinati is part of a long, rich tradition of guitar composers and music from Brazil. Bellinati has composed dozens of works for solo guitar and guitar ensembles, and has been among the key people in the revival and publication of guitar music by Garotto, an important Brazilian guitarist from the pre-Bossa Nova times. In researching this podcast, I discovered a whole universe of Brazilian guitar composers and music waiting to be explored. Paulo Bellinati is just the tip of the Brazilian iceberg, so to speak. Here is the beginning of his Concerto Caboclo for two guitars and orchestra. Thank you. That was from the first movement of Paolo Bellinati's Concerto Caboclo. In this piece, he pays tribute to the country music of Sao Paulo State, where one of the traditional folk instruments is the Brazilian 10-string guitar. Concerto Caboclo was commissioned by the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra for the Brazil guitar duo, the soloists on this album. Caboclo means a Brazilian person of mixed ancestry, either white and Indian or black and Indian, with a strong connotation of a folk person of Sao Paulo State, someone who sings and plays the música caipira, or country music. Here's a bit of the second movement. Music from the slow movement of Paolo Bellinati's Concerto Caboclo. The final movement of Bellinati's concerto is called a ponteado, which is a fast finger-picking folk style of playing that Bellinati often uses in his pieces. He uses this technique to create a sort of ostinato, which is a musical term for a repetitive pattern that in this music helps create the rhythmic drive. Here's how that movement begins. Thank you. have been listening to music by Leo Brower and Paolo Bellinati, and performances by the Brazil guitar duo accompanied by the Delaware Symphony Orchestra under the direction of David Amato, all from a new Naxos album, catalog number 8.573603. To end this podcast, I want to play a bit more of that beautiful slow movement of the Brower Book of Signs. Simple music that touches the heart. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.